Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is my first Christmas as a priest. It's so exciting to be up here with you to celebrate this Mass with you. I just can't imagine a better life than being a priest. This is so cool. So praise God that we are all here. And I want to start this homily by asking you a question. I don't need any hands or any answers or anything like that. Just think to yourself. And the question is simply this. Why are you here today? Some of you are probably here because you're very excited about Christmas. You can't wait to get to Mass. You can't wait to say your prayers. You can't wait to offer this worship to God. And that's great. Some of you are probably here because that's what you do on Christmas. You go to Mass. That's the right thing to do. And that's why you're here today. And that's great too. Some of you are probably here because somebody brought you here. Maybe you don't even quite know why you're here. Maybe you don't even want to be here. And that's all right too. It's great that we are all here today. Just know that in God's plan, in His perfect plan for all of our lives, He has brought us all here in this moment to celebrate this Mass, to give Him praise, to give Him thanks, to give him that worship that we owe Him at this Mass. So praise God that we are all here. But now I want to take that question just a step further and ask you, why are you here today? Why are you in a Catholic church today rather than anywhere else? Why not a different Christian church? Why not just be at home and say some prayers with your family? Why not just say some prayers by yourself? Thank God, praise God for Him being born among us. Why are you here today in a Catholic church? If you're not quite sure of the answer, that's all right. Keep wrestling with that. But I want to give you what the answer should be. The answer shouldn't be because of the decorations or because of the beautiful church, which it is. We have a very beautiful church. The decorations are incredible. The answer shouldn't be because of the music. The music is beautiful. We have a great music here. The answer shouldn't be because you want to hear an awesome homily. I mean, I'm trying my best here, I promise. The answer shouldn't be any of those things, brothers and sisters. The answer should be that you're in a Catholic church today because of what happens on the altar during Mass. Jesus Christ will truly, really be made present among us at this Mass today, and in fact at every Mass. The Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Every time we go to Mass, we get to participate in that. We get to receive Him, God Himself, the greatest gift that could ever be thought of, is made present to us, is made available for us. That's why we're here, brothers and sisters. We are here because Jesus is here. Now I want to take just a step back for a moment. Let's think of the Christmas story right now. We all know basically what it is. The angel appears to Mary, says, "You'll be the mother of God." She says yes. Then 9 months later, they're in Bethlehem. They can't find any room in the inn, so they go to a stable. Mary has the child, and she lays Him in a manger, a wooden box. God is made present to the world and placed in a wooden box. And then the shepherds, the magi, the kings come to Him. They offer Him gifts, and they offer Him their worship. That's basically the story. And now think about what we're doing here today. Jesus Christ in the Eucharist will be made present to us, laid on the altar, which essentially is a wooden box. We come before Him to offer Him our worship, and we come before Him to offer Him our gifts as well. The gifts that we offer Him are our whole selves, our hearts, our minds, our whole lives. We give Him everything when we come to Mass, and we receive everything back from Him. But notice the similarities there, brothers and sisters. Every time we go to Mass, not just on Christmas, it's like Jesus is born among us again. We're celebrating that greatest gift every time we're at Mass. What a beautiful thing it is. What better way could we spend our time than to be here to receive that gift that he has for us? We can't afford not to accept this gift. We're all sinful. We're all weak. We all need help. We can't afford to say no to the gift of Jesus Christ himself. We need to be at Mass every single weekend, receiving that grace that we need in our hearts to go out and be the disciples that he's calling us to be. We can't do it on our own. And now maybe you're sitting there, maybe you're not quite convinced yet. Maybe you've been struggling with your faith lately. Maybe you've got questions about the church, about what the church teaches. You don't quite understand some of the things. Maybe you've been hurt by somebody in the church. Maybe a priest, a nun, a teacher, or something. But the point again, brothers and sisters, is that the Lord in his plan for us has brought us all here to this Mass today so that we can receive the gifts that he has for us, so that he can heal our hearts, so that he can pour out his love into your life, so that he can give you that happiness, that peace, that joy that we all desire. And the beautiful thing is, all we have to do is say yes. Just like Mary, all she had to do was say yes to that angel. And look what the Lord did in her life. So it is very good that we are all here today. Let us be committed in this Christmas season and in this new year to stay close to the Lord, to stay close to him in our prayer, to make sure we're receiving this gift from him every single week at the Mass. Stay close to confession. Receive all of those graces that he has for you so he can make you that true disciple that he's calling you to be, so he can make you that true light to the world that he's calling you to be, and so he can bring you to that fulfillment that you truly desire in your life. Merry Christmas to you all. May God bless you abundantly in this new year.